Okay, so let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive into the recent 2025 BT Awards.
Yep, got the article right here, lists all the winners.
Exactly. And our mission, is to sift through it, pull out the key highlights, the top winners, those standout moments.
Yeah, the real takeaways from this big celebration of Black excellence. Music, film, TV, sports, the whole cultural spectrum.
And it all went down Monday night, right,
Okay.
in LA, Peacock Theater. Kevin Hart was hosting.
That's the one. And looking at the source, well, it paints a picture of a night that was, a huge celebration, but also at times had some pretty significant commentary mixed in.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if there's one big story coming out of the awards themselves, according to this, it's got to be the sheer dominance of one artist.
That sounds like Kendrick Lamar, doesn't it? I mean, he was nominated for so much going in.
You got it. Kendrick Lamar was clearly the top winner of the night, no question.
Okay, so how many did he actually walk away with? He had 10 nominations, I think.
Yeah, led the pack with 10, and he converted quite a few. Took home the big one, Album of the Year for GNX.
Wow, okay, cool.
GNX,
Yep.
also named Best Male Hip Hop Artist. And Not Like Us, that track that was just everywhere, Video of the Year.
Of course, that makes sense. Huge track.
Totally. Plus, Best Collaboration for Luther, which he shared with SCA.
Ah, okay, so a win for SDA there too.
Exactly. And interesting one here. He shared the Video Director of the Year award with Dave Free, his, longtime
Well, yeah, if
collaborator.
you're free. So that kind of sweep, I mean, across album, artist, video collab, that's significant.
Oh, absolutely. It's more than just a good night, like you said. It really cements his status right now.
Landmark stuff. But okay, it wasn't only the Kendrick show, surely. Who else did the source highlight?
No, definitely not. SCA, as we mentioned, she continued her amazing run. Won Best Female R&B Pop Artist,
Okay.
and yeah, shared that Best Collaboration for Luther. She had four nominations, so winning two is pretty solid.
Yeah, definitely a strong showing.
And Chris Brown, another key winner, he got Best Male R&B Pop Artist
Okay.
and also the Viewer's Choice Award for Residuals. The source notes he was up for Album of the Year too for 11.11 Deluxe.
Right. And what about female hip hop? That felt like a really talked about category this year.
It really was, yeah. Best Female Hip Hop Artist went to Doechii.
Doechii. Okay. She had a lot of nominations too, right?
She did. She was right up there, tied with Future and Glorilla, I think. Six nominations.
Wow.
And her win got extra attention because of her acceptance speech.
Ah, yes, the article mentioned something there. What exactly did it report?
Well, according to the source, during the speech, she called out President Donald Trump. Use the words ruthless attacks that are creating fear and chaos in our communities in the name of law and order.
Okay.
Yeah, and the article frames this in the context of protests happening in LA around immigration raids described as unlawful. So it presents her quote directly.
So bringing current events right onto the stage.
Exactly, highlighting how these platforms can sometimes, become more than just about the awards.
Definitely adds another layer to the night. Any other big music wins that stood out in the source?
Yeah, a few more notables. Best New Artist went to Leon Thomas.
Leon Thomas got it.
For Best Group, it was Future and Metro Boomin. They were also big contenders. Future had six nods, Metro Boomin five.
Right, and they had that collab with Kendrick nominated too, like that.
Exactly. That one didn't win, but they took Best Group. The Dr. Bobby Jones Best Gospel Inspirational Award, that went to Glorilla.
Gorilla again.
Yeah, featuring Kirk Franklin and Maverick City Music for Rain Down on Me. And like we said, Glorilla also had those six nominations.
Busy night for her, even with the one win.
Seems like it. Oh, and Summer Walker won the Bet Her Award. That's for Heart of a Woman. Celebrates, empowering music.
Okay, good mix of artists there. Now, BET Awards always go beyond just music, right? Film, TV, sports. What did the source say about those?
Absolutely. That's a key part of it. For Best Movie, the winner was Luther. Never Too Much.
Okay, the Luther film.
Yep. And for acting, Best Actor went to Denzel Washington.
Can't argue with Denzel.
Right. And Best Actress was Cynthia Erivo.
Okay, strong picks. What about younger talent or rising stars outside music?
Yeah, good question. The Young Stars Award went to Blue Ivy Carter.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then shifting over to sports, Angel Reese was named Sportswoman of the Year.
Angel Reese. Makes sense. Big year for her.
And Jalen Hurts got Sportsman of the Year.
Okay, so really covering a lot of ground there. Established figures, new talent, sports.
Exactly. It shows that wide scope.
Were there other moments like special honors or big performances that the article called out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They gave out the Ultimate Icon Award to, well, a whole group of legends this year.
Oh, who got that?
It was Mariah Carey, Jamie Foxx, Kirk Franklin, and Snoop Dogg.
Wow, that is an iconic lineup. Four legends.
Right. Really diverse group, too. And performance-wise, the article listed quite a few. Glorilla performed, Ladisi, Leon Thomas, Lil Wayne, Playboi Carti, Teyana Taylor. And there was that big moment, the 106 and Park 25th anniversary tribute.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Who was part of that? Must have been nostalgic.
Totally designed for nostalgia. They brought out artists like Emery, Ashanti, B2K.
Wow, B2K.
Yeah, wow, Jim Jones, Keyshia Cole, Maya, T.I., like a real throwback moment.
So it was like a major highlight. And I assume the article also mentioned, you know, all the presenters involved. It takes a village to put on a show like that.
For sure. Yeah, the source briefly acknowledged the expensive list of presenters who helped give out the award. Standard stuff for an award show report.
Okay, so circling back to Kendrick's huge night, just to really put it in perspective, it's worth remembering who else was heavily nominated, right? The article listed the other frontrunners.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because while Kendrick led with 10, the field was stacked. You had Drake, Future, Glorilla, all with 6 nominations each.
6 nods. Okay. That's serious competition.
Right. Metro Boomin had 5. And then SCA and The Weeknd both had 4 nominations.
So when you see those numbers, Kendrick pulling ahead with multiple wins, especially Album of the Year, it really emphasizes his achievement.
Exactly. It underscores just how competitive it was, even as he emerged as the, you know, most decorated artist of that specific night.
Paints a picture of a really vibrant, competitive time in Black entertainment and culture overall.
Totally. And I think when you look at everything the source covers, you know, the sheer range of categories, music, film, sports, young talent, recognizing icons and current stars. It really shows the BAT Awards place as this kind of central cultural hub.
Yeah.
But then you have moments like Doogie's speech. It's not just entertainment, is it? It becomes the space where artists can and sometimes do engage with bigger social issues.
That's a really interesting point, the blend of celebration and commentary.
Right. And it kind of leaves you thinking, how do these big cultural events navigate that? You know, balancing the pure celebration with being a platform for artist perspectives. What does that mix really signify moving forward for these kinds of shows? Something to chew on, maybe.